Be a cowboy, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Lucien Granger was doubting that fun part right about now. One second, his butt was firmly anchored in the saddle, and his hand was gripped on the thick braided rein. The next second, no part of him was touching anything but air. The bronc gelding orchestrated the hardest buck in the history of hard bucks, and sent Lucien flying. Even though Lucien had been thrown before, it had never been this hard or this high, and with this kind of force behind it. His life did indeed flash before his eyes, and Lucien was pissed off that he could possibly die from a horse with no balls. Hell's Texas bells. What kind of cowboy did that make him? Lucien instantly got the answer to that question. It made him a hurt cowboy, that's what. First, his tailbone collided with the rock-hard ground in the corral, sending up a cloud of dust. Then his shoulder hit, the jolt of it slamming all the way to his eye sockets and rattling his teeth. Every part of his body went to full-throttle pain, and his breath was still somewhere on the back of the ball-less Appaloosa named Outlaw. The horse was now smirking at Lucien, with a, "Guess we know who won that round, don't we?" If the horse had actually had balls, Lucien would have removed them there on the spot.
"Boss man, that was only 4 seconds,"
Skeeter Muldoon called out to Lucien. The ranch hand was holding a stopwatch while perched atop the corral fence.
"You gotta stay in the saddle a mite longer if you're gonna win a bronc-riding buckle in the rodeo."
Skeeter was the oldest hand they had on the Granger Ranch and was as reliable as they came, but Lucien considered neutering him, too, for pointing out the obvious.
"You all right?"
he heard his brother Dylan ask. It was a simple enough question, but Lucien figured Dylan was laughing his butt off. Lucien would have been doing the same had their positions been reversed. It was their form of brotherly affection.
"I'll live,"
Lucien assured him, but when he tried to sit up, he wasn't 100% certain that was true. The pain shot through him again, and that's when he realized he dislocated his shoulder. Shit. He didn't have time for this. He had a meeting with a cattle buyer in an hour, and appointments stacked up after that. While Lucien was still sitting on the ground and fighting to drag in a decent breath, Dylan climbed over the corral fence and moseyed toward him, emphasis on the moseying. Again, it was a sign of affection that Dylan wasn't showing a whole bunch of concern. Well, either it was affection, or else Dylan was enjoying that Lucien had just had his butt busted again. When you were the big brother slash boss, family and folks in their hometown of Wranglers Creek, Texas, liked taking you down a notch. That was especially true when those folks, or rather some of them anyway, called him Lucifer. Not behind his back, either. To his face. Since he didn't want to continue this dignity-reducing moment any longer, Lucien accepted Dylan's hand when he extended it to help him get to his feet. But the dignity reduction only continued when the pain did a lightning strike through his shoulder. Dylan sighed.
"You dislocated it. Again."
Lucien didn't like the addition of the laid back again. But then, there wasn't anything he did like about this, so there was no use getting into specifics.
"Want me to get Ms. Jordan for you?"
Skeeter called out. Jordan was not only Dylan's wife, she was also a nurse, which meant that Lucien must have looked pretty damn bad for Skeeter to even suggest it, mainly because Skeeter's long-distance eyesight was so off that it was hard for him to see a barn door, much less Lucien's grimace. Perhaps, though, Skeeter had heard the string of raw profanity grumbling from Lucien's teeth-rattled mouth.
"Jordan's not here," Dylan informed him. "Want me to drive you to the hospital?"
But he soon realized that getting his assistant wasn't necessary. Lucien spotted his assistant, Carly O'Malley, walking toward the corral.